It's another edition of Austin Packer Football Rewind here on MyAustinMinnesota.com, exclusively on MyAustinMinnesota.com. I'm Jason Brandt, sports director here at AM 1480 KAUS, and always joined by the head coach of the Austin Packers, Ed Schmidt, and of course, Packers hosting the Rochester John Marshall Rockets for their home opener last night. And, Ed, boy, what a performance by your squad last night. And in all three phases of the game and right from the get-go, Packers go on to a 30-0 win, of course, last night over John Marshall. But we mentioned one of our keys to the game, and it sounds very simple or self-explanatory when we say it, Ed, that you want to see a team, and it doesn't matter if it's Austin or anybody else, get out to a good start, get momentum, and keep it. But that's not easy to do, but that's exactly what your club did last night with the defense starting out with a stop, a four-play drive for John Marshall to start. You force him to punt. The offense picks up the baton from there, and you hit a 56-yard touchdown pass from Jack Lang to Peyton Ransom last night, and it just went from there, it seemed.
Yeah, absolutely. From the get-go, like you said, the first play we got kind of sucked inside there, and it looked like an inside run that could bounce it out to the outside. You know, we emphasized the trying to get outside because they're a fast team, and one of our backers got kind of sucked in a little bit. But from there, just the defense made the adjustment. We lined up a little bit outside and shut that stuff down. So the kids bought in. For this week, and hopefully we just keep building on that. But the play, the touchdown pass there, there's supposed to be a post route by Ransom, and he got kind of pushed, take it away, and he adjusted the route, and Jack saw that, and hit him in stride for a beautiful pass, beautiful catch, and you can't draw it up any better than that.
Yeah, that's for sure, and that was a nice adjustment there, and obviously great to see quarterback and wide receiver on the same page. So you jump out to the 7-0 lead, and like I said, it was a really dominant performance. But your special teams really took a quantum leap too, I thought, last night. Little things like the field goal, right before that, a block, you get a block punt and you recover at the 5-yard line. Not every day teams block a punt, and then on the field goal, Jack Lang making a beautiful scoop of a low snap to get the ball on the tee for Joe Ewing. But your special teams were unbelievable also last night as well.
Yeah, I mean, again, we've been talking about that all year long, that we don't just put kids in on special teams just because. I mean, that's a third of the squad. It's important. We need guys to get down the field on kickoff and make a tackle, and the punt team, the punt return team, all those phases are so important. And we felt like we could get their punt, their punter, instead of normally it's about 12 yards, you're back. He's right over that 9 or 10.
Yeah, range. I noticed that, yeah.
And we thought, watching film, that, we could probably get one of those, And there were times we wanted to go after it, but, our field would have been good for us, on our side of the ball. If they kicked it 30 yards, we're on our side of the ball, and you're in four down territory already. So there were times we didn't go after it when we probably could have. But, as a head coach, you always fear that, boy, we roughed the kicker here. Give them momentum back.
Yeah.
Let's just play our return. But no, it was a great play there. I wish we would have stuffed it in the end zone there.
Mm-hmm.
But with Joe, we had no doubt that we were going to get some points.
Yeah, and that kind of was going to lead into my next point. Boy, a lot of laundry on the field last night, Ed, and that officiating crew not shy about calling holding. My goodness gracious, I lost track of how many holding penalties were called in the game last night. But it was what it was. But they were not shy about calling holding last night.
And things were both ways.
Very much so. Yeah.
Not only holding, but the chippiness, the talking. And we prepped that all week long with our guys, talking about don't engage in that stuff.
Yeah.
If another team, it's not just JM, it's any team. If any team wants to talk.
Yeah.
First of all, like I always tell our guys, we have nothing to sit here and talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We need to earn the respect.
Yeah.
You don't earn it by just, you know, talking trash to each other or or making comments. So just play the game, play with your pads, you know, let that kind of speak for itself, the actions of on the offense and defense. So honestly, watching the game, I mean, they probably could have called more.
Really? Okay.
You know, I mean, just watching from the side of seeing, because there were a couple plays that did get outside. It looked like our outside backer was held. Even us, it may look like we, some runs, you know, we had some holds that looked like where you're like, oh boy, they're going to call that back, and they didn't. So, you know, that's just stuff we got to clean up.
Yeah.
You know, guys coming off the field, the coaches are holding me, you know, it's just like, you got to play over it. They're not going to see every single thing.
No.
And, you know, I mean, there's a shortage of referees. So,
yeah.
Anybody listening, you know, that didn't like it, we need more guys in black and white out here throwing flags. So, go ahead and sign up. That would be a great thing. That's why we have Saturday games, is the shortage of referees. So,
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably why we have Thursday games as well, in some cases, as well, a shortage of referees. And again, it was what it was, Ed, but getting back to the game quickly, like I said, your defense, your front seven, but your secondary has just been lights out here so far this season in picking off passes. And on the one strange drive where he had two interceptions in a row after a roughing the passer penalty, but boy, they have just been. Not only your the guys on the back end, but your linebackers as well, getting into the mix. But boy, they're seeing the opposing quarterback and what they want to do awfully well so far this season.
Yeah, it's a lot of beating the eyes. You know, Jack even came. You know, last night when he threw a pass, you know, he came off right away and said that safety just reads my eyes. I stared him down, and you know, so it's great that he sees that, but. You know, on the defensive side, that's what we're teaching our guys. You know, quarterbacks like to stare down the receivers. So if we can be on top of that and, you know, go that way a little bit, you know, Dakota Redrath is a ball hawk back there. Tommy Fritz is a ball hawk. I mean, so we got some guys that can play. And it's a matter of, you know, one, staying healthy, and two, just keep improving.
Yeah, exactly. And then, no offense to any high school quarterback, but you know, at this level, Ed, they're going to stare down receivers, and obviously, like we just said, your guys are taking advantage of that.
Yep. And again, that's not a knock on, you know, when I talk about your back doing that.
No,
it's very common. You know, it's just, I don't care if it's basketball, you still stare down the guy you want to, you know, pass the ball to, and you know, defense sees that. So, you know, high school level.
Yeah.
This isn't a full-time gig, so we get out here and practice a couple hours a day only. So, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, and then one more point, Ed, and then we'll briefly touch on New Prague. But offensively, here again, we got to see what Tommy Fritz can do in the backfield, and well, on your offensive unit as a whole, opening the front line, opening up holes for him, and a very nice touchdown run for the last touchdown of the game last night.
Yeah, Tommy can scoot. He's. You know, even though they had speed, we feel like we got a pretty quick guy, too, that can put some moves on you and get us some yards. And I thought, you know, we started out in that two back, and I thought Toby Holtz did a great job lead blocking. You know, he's also a starting linebacker, so we had to make sure he got some rest at point. So, you know, keep him on the offensive side. And, you know, but, yeah, the O-line played well. We had one starter out, but, you know, the guys that came in and filled in did a good job. You didn't notice anything. There were a couple plays. I mean, again, coach talk here, because you're never satisfied, even though nothing. You're still going to find things to complain about a little bit, because that's just what you got to do.
That's what it is,
be that grumpy old guy, right? You know, I thought again, we played well. We left points on the field. I mean, we felt that we could have scored more. We had too many turnovers here and there. Even when our backups came in, you know, we don't expect the low snaps or, you know, guys to fumble or anything like that. So those are things we'll, you know, continue to work on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like you were mentioning, of course, you want the touchdown when you get the block punt down at the 5-yard line. And like you said, it doesn't matter who's in the game. You don't want turnovers, but, you know, but then points off turnovers as well. 16 points off 5 turnovers, and you're +2 in the giveaway takeaway ratio. So, like you said, things to clean up, but those are obviously pluses there.
Yeah. And, know, goes back to what we talked about last week, excuse me, with Northfield. You know, P.J. Fleck talks about, you know, they went back and did a study of the last 50 years in football, and this is all of the pro and college. And if you win the turnover battle and you have less amount of missed tackles and you have more explosive plays, you win the game 80% of the time.
Wow. Yeah.
So we did that last night.
Yes.
You know, the first week we didn't. And just those three little things right there are things that we can focus on and build on.
Yeah.
You know, you limit those explosive plays of 20, 25 yards or more. You make the tackles that you can make. Don't turn the ball over, and you got 80% of chance to win.
Yeah.
Right off the bat right there.
Yeah, and that's exactly like you just said. That's exactly what happened last night, to limiting the explosive plays, and like we just said, winning the turnover battle, and it equaled a 30-0 win for the Packers last night. And finally, Ed, touching on your opponent as we do for the coming week, and the next week it's the New Prague Trojans up in New Prague, and we often talk about how the game tape you get is from another opponent that has played Mankato West, but that's the case again here this week. And they were, I think it was 49-14, I think was the score up there last night. But in all, but jesting aside, New Prague, pretty good football team awaiting you next week. Now, they, please correct me if I'm wrong, they run an option or a version of that. Again, is that correct? Or?
They run kind of a, you know, a wing T type.
Wing T, okay, okay.
You know, they'll go two tight ends at a time and just try to run it down your throat. You know, it looks like on film there are a couple times they put a couple receivers, you know, to one side with a tight end on the backside. So, you know, we'll prepare for playing tough, playing the run. You know, you got to stop the run in high school football.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
we feel if we can do that again and then move the ball, keep the ball on offense, and then move it. You know, we feel like it can be successful.
All right. Well, Ed, always a pleasure to have you with us here on Austin Packer Football Rewind on MyAustinMinnesota.com. Fun to talk with you on Saturday mornings after a Packer game, and particularly fun after a 30-0 shutout win over Rochester John Marshall. Ed, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and of course, we'll talk here again next week as you guys get ready for the New Prague Trojans. But thanks for your time, and we'll let you get back to your youth football here this morning.
That sounds great. Always a pleasure talking to you. Go Packers.